U.S. Senate Committee to Discuss Sports Betting. The U.S. Senate Committee on the Judiciary is set to examine the growing sports betting industry. Scheduled for December 17, the hearing will focus on the impacts and regulatory aspects of legalized sports betting in the United States. Under the leadership of Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois, who chairs the committee, the hearing, the America's High Stakes Bet on Legalized Sports Gambling, will bring together a range of influential lawmakers. Among them is Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, a co-author of the Supporting Affordability and Fairness with Every Bet Act, known as the Safe Bet Act. The proposed legislation aims to address concerns about the public health implications of widespread sports betting, including enhanced consumer protections and stricter advertising regulations. The Judiciary Committee includes several prominent members, such as Senators Lindsey Graham, Amy Klobuchar, Chris Coons, Cory Booker, Peter Welch, Chuck Grassley, John Cornyn, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, and Josh Hawley. This diverse panel of lawmakers will evaluate the current state of sports betting regulation and discuss whether federal intervention is warranted. The Safe Bet Act, introduced earlier this year by Blumenthal and Representative Paul Tonko from New York, proposes a regulatory framework to mitigate the risks associated with the industry's rapid growth. The bill seeks to implement measures such as deposit limits and national advertising standards, but it has faced resistance from some quarters. Not all legislators support federal involvement in regulating sports betting. Nevada Representative Dina Titus has advocated for state-level or self-regulation, emphasizing the capabilities of states to manage the industry independently. Federal SAFE Act under the microscope. The American Gaming Association, AGA, has also voiced opposition to the Safe Bet Act. The organization argued that the current system, which is overseen by more than 5,000 state and tribal regulators, provides sufficient consumer protection and contributes significantly to state tax revenues. In a statement, the AGA highlighted the industry's efforts to prevent illegal gambling and maintain responsible practices while criticizing the proposed federal measures as unnecessary and counterproductive. In addition to consumer protection, the hearing is expected to address concerns over anti-competitive practices in the sports betting market. Senators Mike Lee and Peter Welch recently called on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate allegations against major operators like DraftKings and FanDuel. They contend that these companies may be engaging in practices that stifle competition and harm consumers. Such claims have intensified scrutiny on the industry, particularly as it becomes more integrated into mainstream sports culture through partnerships and advertising. The upcoming hearing represents a pivotal moment for the sports betting industry as federal lawmakers deliberate on the balance between state autonomy and the need for uniform regulations. The Judiciary Committee's discussions are likely to shape the future of sports betting policy in the U.S.